はようございます。
おはようございます。こんにちは。
こんにちは。こんばんは。Welcome to another episode of Puro Kalaro. So,
yeah. Hindi namin sasabihin na part take 2 na to, ah.
Sinabi.
Baya, naganda na lang topic eh. Bilang boom. Take 2.
Ayun talaga. Ayun. Ayun. So, ang topic, tuloy lang namin yung topic from last week, which is what makes a perfect RPG. So, meron kaming na left out doon sa usapan na yun na maganda na pinaalala sa amin ng aming follower and listener na si Johnson. Shoutout sa iyo, pare. Thank you sa iyong comment na left out namin ang mga kalabat sa RPG. Puro kami yung pinag-usapan yung mga bida, yung mga gusto namin. Hindi namin sila naisip.
Hindi, tsaka kasi sobrang haba na lang topic natin. Hindi na rin natin siya kagad na isingit. Kaya buti na lang talaga ni-remind tayo ni Johnson sa mga boss fight na isa rin sa talagang nakakapagdagdag ng memory sa isang RPG.
Correct. Talaga ang daming. Andaan, ako. Minsan nga yun lang ang memory.
Yung... music pa lang.
Ubus na yung continue ko sa'yo, ah.
Saka yung ano, yung tipong na-memorize mo na yung ano line ng enemy kasi hindi alam mo, pwedeng i-skip yung cutscene. So paulit-ulit mo nang narinig na parang utang na loob.
Unskippable.
Pag ilang best ko na to.
Patay mo na ako.
May nakita pa nga akong meme sa isang PlayStation group, sabi, ano, nalaman ko kung ano yung Japanese word for death dahil sa larong to. Kasi puro death yung nakikita mo. Yung sine na kanji word.
Yeah. So yun, pero sa ano, I mean, overall, isa talaga yan sa mga memorable times na ma-experience mo is yung mga boss fight. Minsan yung first, minsan yung first boss fight, yung first na introduce ka na may mga boss fight pala dito sa RPG na to. Tapos, yung pinaka-last na talagang pinagpawisan ka, di ba? pinapanalangin mo dahil ngayong matatalon mo siya, hindi mag-brown out, yung ganyan, yung
hindi makurap yung save.
Hindi makurap yung save kasi, di ba? Ang haba-haba na na. Alos isang oras mo siyang pinapatay, buhay pa. Pero yun.
Hindi lang first and last boss, pati yung mga hidden bosses. Shout out din sa mga hidden boss na add-ons din sa laro. Diba?
Hidden sila, no? Kala mo madali rin sila, no?
Pucha na yan. Doon ka pa nga masistress mito sa hidden boss, eh, diba?
Bakit ko ba hindi inunlock
pa sa final
to?
Boss? Na-stress lang ako lalo.
May nanlag to. Ah. Pwede ba ako bumalik doon? Sinara na siyempre nung boss yung path pabalik. Alam mo, makakabalik ka pa.
Tapos wala kang save file, no? Na nasa labas ka. Wala na. GG na talaga.
Kala mo, may exploit mo pa yung entrance exit, ha? Oto,
hindi. Hindi na.
Doon mo ganun.
Kaya nauso yung multiple saves, eh, no? Kailangan marami kang save file.
Oh. I mean, ano naman yun eh. Sa lahat ng RPG, ayan si Jen, alam yun. Sa lahat ng RPG, before you enter a door, quick save.
Kailangan mag-save.
Quick save is your friend. Diba?
Wait lang. Speaking of quick save, may share lang ako mabilis. Kasi yung baby sister ko, gamer din siya. And naglalaro din siya, syempre, since influence namin. Tapos, one time, nagtatanong siya sa akin, ate, ano bang magandang malaro? Kasi hindi ko na kayang laruin yung Last of Us. Kasi 12 lang siya eh. So, sabi niya, ate, hindi ko kaya yung Last of Us. Bigyan mo naman ako ng ibang title recommendation. Eh, gusto ko sanang ma-explore niya yung mahiwagang mundo ng JRPG. So, sabi ko, baby, try mo laruin yung Persona 5. Sabi ko, maganda yun. Tapos, di nilalaro niya. Tapos, after one day, sabi niya, ate, ba't ganun? Umulit ako. Sabi ko, bakit? Sabi niya, wala palang auto-save to. Sabi ko, shit!
Oo nga! Ikaw naman.
Diba? Kasi iba na yung generation ngayon na nasanay sila na may auto-save. Samantalang tayo, diba? Samantala tayo, diba, sa memory card? Napaka-kailangan mong...
Binetray ako. Kita ko, pinalaro ako. Hindi sa akin tinuro ang quick save. Tapos naman yan sa mga important lessons of life.
Equip save mo, tapos isi-save mo pa, tapos iba pa ang file para sigurado ka.
Yan talaga yan. Yan yung pinaka-ultra, no? Iba. Tapos, di ba, lalagyan mo pa ng pangalan. May 1, may 2, may 3. Yan.
Diba?
Para alam mo kung saan point ka babalik. Yung parang, ikaw lang, before ko dapat napasok yung ano. Tapos ito yung after, hindi pa rin ako sigurado eh. Teka lang, baka may mangyari pa rin eh.
Tapos, pag quick save mo, tapos biglang may ginawa ka muna sa litas. Sandali, nag-quick save na ba ako? Quick save ulit.
Oo nga, quick save ulit.
Para sure.
Oo, hindi talaga pwedeng hindi. Wala akong pakialam kahit sinabi pa ng may timestamp pa dyan. Wala, hindi totoo
wala,
yan. Hindi pa ako nag-quick save. Quick save ulit ako.
Trust issue ng mga gamers dyan nagsimula sa save eh, no?
Kasi marami nang nasaktan. Marami nang
daming
nabigo.
Corrupted file ba?
Oo. Curiosity killed the cat, diba? Yung parang, ganda, napaganda ka sa isang area. Ah, isang oras ka na hindi nagsisave. Loko-loko.
Patay ka. Lungkot.
Madami na. Huwag natin papaalala pa natin yung bad memories. Yeah, speaking of super bad memory, okay, bring up natin ngayon. Ang pinakamagandang pag-usapan sa lahat na boss, ang pinakasikat, ang boss na hindi malilimutan, iba-ibang games, nandun siya. Talagang sikat na sikat to, di ba? Siya lang ang pagpumasok sa WWE, meron siyang sariling entrance music, di ba? Yan. Anong music yan, babes? Yan. Pag-usapan natin yan.
Ang sagwa ng pagkakanta namin. Ay, ako lang pala.
Pinilit namin with feelings.
With emotion.
Yeah. Yung mga guwapo, yung nakakita ng kalaban na guwapo pa sa bida. Di ba?
Tsaka hindi. Diba? Hindi lang guwapo pa sa bida. Lalaroin mo yung laro dahil lang sa boss fight. Hindi correct. Dahil din sa story. Hindi dahil din sa bida.
Mm-hmm. Actually, marami.
Nilaro ko yung FF7 dahil lang kay Sephiroth, ganun.
Kasi sa FF7, yung talagang storya niya is talagang
oo.
Maganda kasi talaga siya because of the setting. And yung talagang contrast between Sephiroth and Cloud. Kasi, alam naman natin, I mean, for those who played Crisis Core, alam natin kung sino lang talaga si Cloud. So, tapos, alam natin kung sino talaga si Sephiroth, which is, kumbaga, parang sinabi mo na isang taong nakapasok sa NBA ng through technical reasons. Kasi malakas talaga siya or meron siyang, di ba, gano'n. Tapos, si Sephiroth, siya si Michael Jordan. So, yung maglalaban na parang, di ba? Tapos, tol, hindi mo ba naalala magkakampi tayo noon? Di ba? Parang, sino ko? Di ba? Kasi siya, pero, sino ba? Di ba? Kilala mo ba ako, boy?
I don't even know you.
Di ba? Kung sa tunay nga, di ba? Yung parang, kung sa tunay talaga na NBA, I mean, everyone who follows NBA, fandom, even from the 90s, which is yun yung panahon ko. From the 90s, it's like, you don't talk to Michael Jordan in any way. You don't trash talk him. you don't do anything. Pero yun yung nagre-revolve na story around FF7 is yung kung paano trash talk ni Cloud si Sephiroth na gano'n na lang. Hindi ko ako kilala. Hindi ko naliliitan ka sa espada ko, boy. Kasabihin din ni Cloud, malaki na espada ko, bakit?
Go. Minalala kong meme, alam mo yung sa Marvel, yung kay Thanos, tapos nagra-rant si, ano sa kanya? Sino yun? Kalimutan ko, si Wanda. Nagra-rant siya na, you took everything from me. Tapos si Thanos, I don't even know you.
I don't even know who you are.
Sino ka ba?
You'll know. Yes. Napatawag tuloy siya ng ano, no? Paputukan mo! Ayun, kung sa Tagalog kasi, ayun kasi ina-imagine yun eh, yung ano, yung kung talagang alamang sitcom lang yung mga nag low budget na ano na na-dub, tapos yung Avengers dinab talaga siya, di ba? Diba? Fire on them! But sir, our troops, just do it! Kapatukal na ba? Diba? Diba?
So yan.
Diba? Biyernes yun yung tinitira nila. Diba? Biyernes yun yung tinitira nila. May pumasok sa atmosphere, yes. Ito talaga.
Dapat yung actor ng Juan Luna ang mag-ano.
Ayoko seryoso. Ayoko seryoso. Gusto ko yung ano lang, basta-bastang dub lang. Tapos yung mga, hindi siya pinag-isipan na script. Talagang kung ano lang yung lumabas sa bibig nila at the moment. Yun talaga yung dub lang. So, anyway, well, mabalik tayo. Okay, so pag-usapan natin kung gaano ka-complicated. Kasi the reason why we want to talk about Sephiroth is because of how RPG villains, because there's so many RPGs, Western and JRPGs, how is the villain treated? Is he one of the like deep-seething types na, kumbaga sa Star Wars, para siyang Sith, na meron talaga siyang hinalakit na ganyan-ganyan, or may backstory ba siya, or nagkataon lang talaga na rival siya, di ba? As with, well, I think FF8, di ba? Isa sa mga antagonists is like, rival mo lang talaga siya, na talagang gusto lang, di ba? Ingit na ingit sa boy band looks mo, di ba? Siya kasi boy band US siya, tapos ikaw boy band ano, Japan, di ba?
Japan.
di ba? Kasi yung buhok ni ano. So, yun yung parang, is it a good reason to be a villain, or is it really something that affects the story? Ika nga, gano'n ka ba ka-impactful na villain? Kasi maraming ganyan eh. And I think one of the villains that takes the cake is Sephiroth. Kasi nga,
oh naman.
Marami siyang reason to be who he is and why he did what he did, 'di ba? So in essence, kumbaga parang he's the best protector ng Shinra corporation, 'di ba? Siya talaga yung inatasan as a protector, tawag sa kanila. I mean, I think soldier, is it a soldier project or just soldier?
Soldier. Yes.
Soldier lang, 'di ba? So siya talaga yung parang ultra soldier na talagang siya yung the man. Siya talaga yung the man. So,
the legend.
Marami
siyang
reason. Marami siyang reason. And the FF7 starts with a terrorist act from our, ano, diba? From our protagonist, which is the, ano ba to? Bombing ba ang tawag nito of the factory? Basta yung incident na yun. Yun ang nag-spark lang lahat. To think kasi a part of Sephiroth would actually like that. Kasi nga, in a way, galit din siya sa Shinra. Pero, in a way, he has more deep selfish reasons on why who he is. Ikaw, Vibes, you wanna add something to experience mo? Ako kasi, I vaguely played FF7. So, who Sephiroth is to you? Ano ba talaga klaseng villain siya or what?
Ano siya eh, for me, sa FF7 kasi, vague din yung memory ko kasi bata pa ako nung nilaro ko siya. So, hindi ko siya masyadong maalala. But the most memorable part or time na nalaro ko yung FF is sa Crisis Core. Like, dun talaga pinakita yung backstory na sino ba si, ito yung life ni Sephiroth before eh. Na parang ito siya yung first soldier, yung legend. Silang tatlo yun eh, si Angie, si Genesis, tsaka siya. So parang sila yung trio ng, alam mo yun?
Boy band.
Hindi ko masapak.
Soldier boy band.
Soldier boy band.
Kagagandang mga lalaki. Kagagandang mga lalaki, no?
Makikita mo kasi doon yung story kung paano siya naging from zero to, from hero to the villain that he is na.
Paano siya nagkaroon
ng... So doon na flesh out.
Paano siya nagkaroon ng...
Parang hinalakit sa mundo.
Oo, yung paano nagkaroon, nabuo yung conflict, where did it start, ganyan-ganyan. Ganun na ba talaga siya mag-isip? Yun. Pero, mapikita naman natin doon sa Crisis Core na Medyo iba iba ang tama talaga. Kuya Severo. Iba talaga siya.
Oo naman. Diba? Oo naman.
Di siya suffer in silence type siya, pero
pero suffer with me.
Parang,
die with me, gano'n.
Oo. So, iba siyang, iba talaga siyang, malalim talaga siya, maganda yung pagkakasulat talaga. Ito yung mga ma-upload ko na parang, ang hirap i-flesh out neto, kaya it took several games to actually flesh out his entire character. Yes. It even took parts of like Advent Children, which is the FF7 movie, to actually explain or add on to who Sephiroth really is, diba? So, may mga followers siya na, ano diba, parang siya talaga yung unang kuya, diba, ni Mother.
Mm-mm. Mother!
Raulo talaga si Kadadj, eh, no?
Yun lang yung naalala kong line ni Kadadj palagi. Mother! Mama's boy, ultimate mama's boy. Anyway... pero yun nga, sobrang memorable ni Sephiroth, nagunaw na naman ng mundo nung nirelease siya sa Smash Bros. Ng Mario sa Nintendo, di ba?
Sabi
mo, ang daming nagkagulo na streamers nung sinabing may i-release na bagong character dun sa game. Tapos nung narinig pa lang yung intro, ayan, tumatayo tuloy yung balahibo ko. Alam mo kagad na, yung first three notes pa lang, alam mo na kagad kung sino yung character. Ganon siya ka-impacting sa overall na sobrang nakilala yung FF series. Not because of Cloud, but because of Sephiroth. Ganon siya ka-lala.
Kung may tier list, ng, ano, if ever anyone knows, about tier lists and everything, but there's this trend that usually goes on Reddit and YouTube that tiers a particular theme, let's say tier list of or like first person shooter games, yung mga antagonists ng yan, and no doubt one of the S list na mga S tier na may sasabi mo is si Sephiroth, kasi talaga ang lalim talaga na, di mo may sarili siyang background music pagpasok pa lang niya. Alam mo na eh, di ba, doon pa lang eh kung naririnig nga ng ano yan eh, ng protagonist yun, di ba, ano mo talaga na parang ay ba't ganun, may sarili siya.
Alam mo, you're in music.
Oh, you're in for some trouble. Lalo kayo ka player kasi pag narinig mo, huwag naman, di ba? So, ganun talaga. Kaya yung, yeah, that's the recent, one of the recent games that Sephiroth will be in is Smash Brothers on Switch. So, the Smash Brothers Ultimate. So, parang, oh my God. So, sino, I mean, he is deserving of being there, di ba? Tapos yung ano pa yung medyo, paano pa ng Nintendo, di ba? Yung parang, sumugod si Mario at sinaksak niya si Mario.
Tapos tawa ko doon yung alam mo yung effect na ginaya yung kay Cloud nung sinaksak ni Sephiroth si Cloud, 'di ba?
Correct,
si Mario
biglang
sa damit lang, comedy effect. Tawa ko noon, sabi ko. Ang galing ng Nintendo doon sa part na 'yon.
I mean, alam mo 'yan, parang knowing Nintendo kasi it's like Disney din that they don't kill main characters or ganyan-ganyan. Yung parang, ano mo yan, tas yung pag alam mong, tas damit lang, no, parang sabi ko, pag ganun ko lang, pero talagang, respect. Magaling talaga yung ginagawa nila, eh, di ba? So yun, mm-hmm. I mean, the more, ang maganda kasi intertwined kasi talaga yung fate ni Cloud tsaka ni Sephiroth.
Ni Sephiroth.
Oo. And it's all because of yun nga, I mean, it's already released yung FF7 Part 1 na remake. So, it's all there. All the story is there on why these two really need to meet. So, yung Part 2 is just to add on to the story and they're, of course, final, ano. Unless gawin nila may Part 3 pa, na para milk naman talaga yung story.
School, talagang per CD. Square Enix.
Per CD.
Diba?
So, pero maganda talaga 'yon. Maganda talaga siyang I don't think anyone would come close to such a villain as
Sephiroth.
Sephiroth. I mean, wala akong maiisip.
Wala akong maiisip.
Wala akong maiisip na ano. Kasi even, I think even John would agree na kahit si Darth Vader, which is very, one of the most iconic villains of all time, pales in comparison because Darth Vader becomes iconic because he is mysterious. And the only thing that people are talking about around him is like, they can feel he's full of hate, full of anger. But the first trilogy failed to even show that. I don't know, it's probably the acting or whatnot. Pero yung, it failed to show kung bakit galit na galit si Darth Vader sa mundo. So, that's why fans of Star Wars are clamoring to para magkaroon siya ng sariling movie niya after na maging ano siya. Kasi nga, marami nang may mga games, may mga books, may mga ano na nilabas na what happened to him sa comics, what happened to him after he has become Darth Vader. Ano yung mga ginawa niya para before sila nag-meet ni Obi-Wan for the second time, is masasabi mo talaga na parang the circle has, ano, parang masasabi mo na I am now the master and you are, di ba? So, hindi, wala talaga eh. Sobrang yung look lang ni Darth Vader and your mysterious past niya and whatever happened to him, why he's like that, is the meaning of his, yung pagiging villain niya. Pero kasi si Sephiroth, hindi lang mysterious eh. As in, kung ikaw yung kalaban ni Sephiroth, di mo talaga siya maiintindihan kung bakit siya ganun. Pero sasabihin niya sa'yo. Because JRPG siya. Kasi lahat ng Japanese...
Mag-monologue siya.
Exactly.
Main villain monologue.
Kainis to. Pero yun nga, hindi. Speaking of, may naisip lang ako na villain, pero hindi siya video game ha. Parang best villain that I can think of, aside from Sephiroth, na known for video games, Joker. Si Joker.
Okay. Like,
in comparison lang, pero sabi ko nga hindi siya sa video game, pero overall, villain, Joker. Yung talagang tatapat kay Sephiroth. Although, sige, sabi natin walang background music si Joker, pero yung tawa, yung tawa pa lang ni Joker, di ba? Yung tawa na binoses ni Mark Hamill. So, yun. Isa din siguro sa memorable villain, pero of all time.
Background music ni Jor.
Tawa.
Sa jeep ang
hirap gayahin.
Jeep.
Isa jeep.
Pero kasi, sidetrack lang, pero diba, ang ganda rin ng story kasi ni Joker na hindi talaga siya ma-flesh out din.
Speaking of Joker, kasi maganda ang portrayal ni Joker sa Arkham Knight, Arkham Asylum.
Mm-mm.
Basta yung Arkham series, maganda yun kasi nga.
Sobra.
Diba, ano yan eh. Tribute to sa ginawa ni Mark Hamill sa animated series. Kasi kailangan, yung Joker na yun, tsaka yung voice na yun, yung portrayal ni Joker na yun is iconic. To a point na talagang you're dealing with a madman. Diba? And I mean the only mystery there is not really the Joker itself, but his connection with the Batman, because for some reason all these decades na magkalaban yung dalawa, Batman is still trying to figure out who Joker is when you shouldn't, kasi nga madman nga siya. Kasi nga ba, why do you try to categorize Joker to something, to a particular category when you can just accept him for who he is, an unpredictable guy? Like, you can always stop, because Joker will always let you stop him kasi yun yung purpose niya eh. Not because it's not breaking any fourth wall or anything like that, but it's really who he is. So that's what Joker is. He's siya yung, anong tawag doon dyan? Ano yung magandang term? Siya yung parang wrench doon sa cog na talagang tagabasag siya ng system. Yun talaga siya. And at the same time, Batman is also that kasi nga he doesn't follow the rules. He doesn't follow the yung parang the letter of the law kasi ngayon yung entire world ng Gotham is like you have to follow the rules to be able to get the bad guy. Pero there's this guy, this vigilante, who actually uses the shortcut na parang, hindi, puntahan na lang natin, gulpihin na agad natin, di ba? Siyempre kasi yun yung pinakamagandang ano doon, yung pinakamang art. Kasi kung hindi, it does that kind of world doesn't exist, Batman would, wala siya silbi. If the police can just, di ba, go to...
Do their job.
to the perp's house, go to the perp's house, tapos walang evidence, walang ano, sugurin lang nila. Hindi na kailangan si Batman. Di ba? Pero yun nga yung, ano nun, it's how effed up the world of Gotham City is. There's this guy who can go toe-to-toe na ayaw niya mag-follow ng rules. Ako rin, hindi ako mag-follow ng rules. Pero hindi ako kakampi sa inyo, against ako sa inyo. So, yan, that's the reason why galit yung mga, ano, yung mga kalaban, yung mga villains kay Batman. Because he also doesn't play fair. So,
yeah.
Diba? Kasi dami niyang gadgets, dami siyang ganyan-ganyan, mayaman siya. Kaya niya i-circumvent lahat. Kung kayo, kaya niyo, may mga resources siya. Karamihan kasi mga villains sa Batman world is may resources to actually do the bad thing. Siya naman, he has his resources to actually do the good thing. So, yun. I think one good writing about Batman is like, he doesn't kill. Yun talaga yung number one niya. No matter how rage yung gusto niya talagang ilabas, di ba? Kasi nga, di ba? For how many years, decades na namatay si mama at papa.
Literal na suffer in silence.
Oo. Kaya nga, ganun yung boses niya eh. Talagang, ito yung mama at papa. I will bring it back. So yun.
Dami galit sa mundo.
Oo nga, di ba? So, yun, hindi pa siya magkasota, wala siya. Hirap talaga, di ba? Kaya isa-isang babaeng worth it. Oh, kaya isa-isang worth it sa kanya, di ba? Kinuha pa ni Superman, si Wonder Woman. Kainis talaga.
No, Catwoman pa rin. Catwoman pa rin.
Catwoman is ano? Catwoman is... I don't know if you guys have been watching the Snowpiercer series, pero Catwoman is... Wilford to Lady Hawkeye. Pero yun, basta yung parang siya yung parang kaisa-isang exception to the rule is Catwoman. So, si Selina Kyle. So, siya yung exception to the rule. And the thing is, they know each other in real life without the masks. Diba? Pero they do the cha-cha. So,
cha-cha. Ikaw kasi nga sila, diba?
Oo nga. Ayan, may ganong arc. May mga ganong arc naman. So, maraming art, di ba? May art pa nga, pinatay niya si Joker. Right? So, yung parang out of all. Di ba? Tama. So, yeah. Sa ano, video game, I think that sparked everything. Kasi nga, villain man si Joker, pero pinatay siya ni Superman. Parang hindi matanggap ni Batman yun. So, they had a war. So, di ba? So, yan. Nagkaroon sila ng video game na nagsuntukan silang lahat. Ala Mortal Kombat. So, ano pa? I mean, ako talaga, ikaw na natutuwa ako may naisip ka pa eh na pwedeng villain na mas malapit kay Sephiroth. Pero wala akong naisip na would compare to a well-written villain such as Sephiroth. And I'm not even a 100% Final Fantasy fan. But all other villains in the Final Fantasy series, I think compares or pales in comparison to how Sephiroth was listed. Siguro talagang favorite siya ng writer. Sobrang...
Maybe marami silang time para i-flesh out.
Siguro ano to sa pag-artista, no? Recasted to. No? Siya talaga dapat yung bida. Tapos, ikaw na lang yung kalaban?
Or diba? Meron na silang overarching story tapos sa earlier part. Diba 7 siya lumabas? So baka ito, earlier. Baka meron na silang idea.
Oo nga. Siguro nga. Wala. As in, FF5 was na FF6 was one of the greatest stories that FF could have dished out. Because merong part talaga sa FF6 na may iyak talaga. And it was, ano, it was bad graphics din. Kasi nga, I think Super NES lumabas yun eh. Or NES pa. So, ganun ka early pa yung FF6. Pero, tapos FF7 came out. So, ang era ito, I think one of the villains that I would consider it, consider as malalim yung storya because of what I said na parang recasted si Sephiroth is the Ghost of Sparta. Kasi Ghost of Sparta, God of War.
Ah, okay.
Diba? So, siya talaga, I think, is the villain of the entire story. Because he was written exactly as a villain should. And it was explained from origins to who he is from the last game is that he's a very uncontrollable fellow to be called. Kasi nga sinasabi nila anti-hero, he's not an anti-hero, he's a villain. He's a villain of the story kasi he always smashes the system that is at hand. Kumbaga, it's the same way as you could treat a, what do you call this, a...
Ano?
What do you call? Ano yan? An anarchist. Kumbaga, diba? Who he is a major anarchist in the God of War series. He doesn't care if the gods have these rules, if you can't do this to anyone. Kasi nga, the gods have always been at war with each other, but they don't kill each other. Siya lang talaga yung gumagawa nun.
Time. I haven't played God of War, pero usually kasi when mag-create ka ng story, yung antagonist is parang the total opposite of the protagonist. So in terms of God of War, ganun ba siya?
Kasi ang what do you call this? Kratos is a complex character that is working on a revenge story. So he's plotting on revenge initially against Ares. But then he learns that it was really Zeus.
It was Zeus all along.
Oh, it was Zeus all along. Siyempre, to continue the story. I mean, as a video game, siyempre, it has to continue. If you already killed Ares, what's the use? So, in that sense, na parang kinontinue na lang na parang siya talaga yung overall villain. So, it has been a quest to get back to Zeus. Pero, how Zeus and the others were written, it was just parang as a plot that would strengthen. Pero siya talaga eh. Nga, if you can imagine it, if Kratos did not go on a rampage against the gods, the story of God of War would have ended right there. They could have revived Ares and then the world was ganyan-ganyan. Kasi Ares will always be the God of War. And it would seem na he's against the world, against humans, against whatever, he betrayed, ganyan-ganyan. Pero it's all part of it, who he is. I mean, he's not going against the system, he's not going against the norm. Kumbaga, yun talaga siya. Pero, who Kratos is, then, all the world is in shambles. Yung parang, nagbago na yung system, yung norms, and everything. Diba? Characters are one big cycle of paulit-ulit lang naman yung mga stories na yan, betrayal and punishment and ganyan. Pero so the world still goes on. Pero once Kratos, diba, Kratos came in and effed up everything. So siya yung villain talaga. And as the series goes along, as you play God of War, God of 2, God of War 2, God of War 3, and then
non-conformist.
Talagang makikita mo talaga na talagang kasi nga sa pinakahuli may anak na siya. He's trying to atone for his sins kaya siya umalis sa lugar na yun. Umalis siya sa Greece. Pupunta siya sa ano. he's trying to atone. Pero here he is again, effing up things in another god realm. Diba? Nandsa Norse mythology na. Talagang sinisira lang niya. Kasi ngayon, I mean, not to spoil anything or spoiler alert.
Rage is, against the machine ba to?
Oo, kasi parang spoiler alert is parang one of the main villains that tried to do what Kratos did is like F off everything or mess up everything. He beat him to death and killed him eventually. Which si Freya, which is one of the people that helped him until the end, nagalit din sa kanya na parang you shouldn't have done that. Kumbaga parang you shouldn't have killed him. We could have, parang I could have, kumbaga parang binalata mo na dapat sa akin. Parang ganun yung hirit niya. So, eh, Kratos being Kratos, parang I don't care. Diba? It is what it is. Diba yung parang ganun, tas he just walks away. Siyempre, si Freya parang I'm vowing my revenge against you. Diba yung parang ganun? Tapos yung anak niya doesn't know na may powers pa yung anak niya kasi nga anak siya half, buka parang deity na yung anak niya, half god eh. So, diba? Although parang full god na rin kasi dahil yung nanay niya is Jotun. So, his mother is a giant and he's with Kratos. So parang the boy will have tremendous powers. I don't know if he will continue the ano, kasi nga Kratos is still the coolest or baddest.
Okay, wait.
Badass.
May name ba talaga yung boy na yan?
I don't know, may.
May name ba talaga siya? Kasi alam ko boy lang eh.
I don't know, I haven't played it eh. Pero siguro, I don't know.
I haven't played it.
I haven't played it eh. Mga time PS4s.
Hi.
So, pero I mean, I've seen the story lang naman. I've seen the story, yung parang summary lang naman niya and how some of the dialogues went through, yung mga ending, yung mga ganyan. Kasi nga, syempre, may liga ako sa lore. Yun talaga ako eh.
Yes.
I mean, if I couldn't, if I can't get enough of a game, and when I found out why a person is ganyan-ganyan, I read the lore. Kasi nga ngayon, games do not come with like a rule book or manual that would explain everything from the start before you even like play it or anything like that. Kasi minsan, ganun ka eh, bagong pa isaksak. Kasi nga, there was a time na mga guys, para sa mga bata dyan, there was a time na wala kaming sariling computer or, ay, wala kaming sariling TV. Wala kami sariling ano, nakikishare lang kami sa aming mga magulang. So, habang nag-aantay ka ng turn mo or ng weekend para maglaro, hindi ka pwedeng maglaro. So, ang gagawin mo lang is basa ng manual at i-immerse yung sarili mo sa universe bago mo pa malaro yung game. So, it's like, kaya nga sabi ko nga, diba, John, the best way to actually market a game nowadays should be like a limited series, like even a three-parter that would explain the origins. So hindi mo na kailangan i-flesh out sa isang like 2-3 minute cutscene na explaining badly how the world started, diba? So mas maganda talaga yung ganun, kasi if we're talking about hype, which is hype is everything nowadays, particularly in marketing and marketing video games. I mean, that's the only hype that you can do. If they love the series, they'd play the game. Diba? Just make sure na parang, oh, ano to ah, to ano, triple A. Ano mo kasi, ang ganda-ganda ng series mo pagdating mo sa game, indie style, roguelike, ganyan-ganyan. Parang, diba? Dapat, kung, parang, kaya nga sabi ko, Overwatch could have been the biggest game ever if it came out with like a Pixar-like movie. Or what happened before Overwatch?
Kahit mini series lang, no?
Oh. Kung sino, di ba kasi parang old team sila, ganun-ganun. If you could have made a series out of that, or even a movie, a short 2-hour movie, oh my God. Ang dami mong fans na maglalaro niya na parang riding on the, ano, on the story itself. So, yun lang. Yan. Ayun ba ang name? Atreus? Atreus. Ooh, Atreus.
Atreus.
Parang ano ito? Ano ito? Yung Neverending Story. Nakakalala ko yun eh. I mean, Atreus was like the of the first movie, he was the protagonist, di ba? Pero nung bata ako, when I watched it, I didn't see him as the protagonist. I think I saw him as a, like, supporting actor. Pero ang bida talaga yung reader. Yung parang... Kasi syempre yung typical na itsura ng bida sa nung ano, 80s film eh. Yung ganun yung mga itsura nila nung bata. Diba? From what I call this, from... I forgot everything about the 80s. Anyway, so yun. Basta mo, ganun mga itsura ng mga bata sa 80s. Sa bida sa Neverending Story. Pero si Atreus was like, kasi mukha siyang binata na nun eh. So I couldn't relate to him because he was like a warrior already, considered as a warrior already. So yun. Let's go back to, again, villains. So yun, ikaw, Vibs, do you see, baga parang, if we're gonna rank it, who is the second in command of your villain army?
Ang hirap. Second in hirap command? No? Ang hirap. Oy, pero wait lang, add ko lang. Naalala ko lang din bigla. Since we are talking about villains din naman. I haven't played this game, pero I've seen a lot about this villain. Si Kefka ng Final Fantasy VI. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
I think so. Kaya lang, ang problema lang kasi sa 6 nga kasi hindi dahil siya ganun kagandang graphics. Hindi siya yung
memorable.
Pero JRPG siya to the core. To the core talaga, yeah. JRPG siya. Kumbaga parang naglalaro ng mga or yung mga Pokemon sa Game Boy. Ganun siya na game, pero ganda talaga. Nakakaiyak yung isang scene dun eh. I mean, I think it's one of the games that would actually have you remember an entire song. Because you're gonna play it, you're gonna sing it on a play. And there's no guide, no anything like that. So, syempre, early part pa to ng ano na, you could write it on a piece of paper, you could ganyan-ganyan, di ba? Pero wala siya yung parang screenshot or cellphone or ganyan, kahit ano man, naku, sinasabi sa'yo. Sobrang, yun. Basta, akatuwa lang yung mga systems na ginamit nila yun. That was applied to later games anyway. Pero revolutionary kahit papaano ang FF6. Yeah. Which is what FF7 was supposed to look, except the turn of the technology turned it into the 3D.
Pero sinuwerte, wait lang, speaking of memorable bosses, hindi ko masagot yun dun, di ba? Yung previous topic natin is ano yung hinahanap ko sa isang RPG ngayon, anong hinahanap ko sa isang antagonist. Pero, ano ba? Gusto ko kasi makakita siguro ng antagonist na i-hate mo siya, pero eventually, marirealize mo na, okay. Kaya pala siya ganun.
Mm-mm.
Which is, yun naman talaga yung pinag-uusapan natin, di ba?
Parang
nag-iisip pa ako ng ganun eh, ganung level.
Oh, I think Sephiroth is one of those. Kasi nga, na-explain ng maayos yung ano niya, background niya. And you can't blame him for what he has done and who he is. So, he's not a villain just for the sake of villain. He's a villain because of events that happened in the entire world ng FF7. So, Midgard, diba? So, yun. So, he's the product of what happened in Midgar. So, eventually talaga may lilitaw na katulad ni Cloud, may lilitaw na katulad ni Sephiroth. It could have, pwedeng hindi sila yon, pwedeng iba, pwedeng to the end and all that. So, yun. Pero
may gusto akong pag-usapan inang after mo. Hindi kasi, di ba pinag-uusapan natin yung mga boss. Pinag-uusapan natin is the character development of the boss, kung ano yung what made this boss a boss. Pero, ang gusto ko namang pag-usapan ngayon, Inang, is yung fight itself with the boss. Like, ano yung pinaka-memorable na boss fight mo, literal, na as in maaalala mo hanggang ngayon na, buisit na boss to, pinahirapan ako na ito, or parang pagka nakita-kita kayo ng mga tropa mo, uy, nakalaban mo ba si ganitong boss? Ako, tinalo ko yan, ano lang, 30 minutes. Yung mga bragging rights mo. So, ikaw ba, Inang, ano yung naaalala yung boss fight na as in talagang pinahirapan ka, ganun? Ganong level?
Marami yan eh. Marami yan.
Without speaking of the backstory, ah, yung as in talagang pinahirapan ka lang. Dumadungeon.
Dumadungeon yan si Jan eh. 8-man ba yan o ano? 8-man o ano? Gano'n? 10-man dungeon, no? Patay. Memorable talaga yun.
Tapos 10 pa talaga kayo, di ba?
Oh, sa classic finale. WoW, merong 40 man na raid.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos naging 25, tapos 10. Oo, hirap mag-organize kaya nun. Pero I've never played sa classic, pero I've heard na grabe ang hirap.
Mm-hmm.
Marami talaga. I mean, sa MMO, if we're talking about boss fights, I think MMOs would take the cake because of the systems that are needed to actually beat that boss, and you have to follow to the dot, to the letter. If you don't follow it, it will just spell disaster for your entire squad. Squad line, squad wipe. So, ulit kayo sa simula't-simula kasi hindi niyo sinunod yung pattern or whatever. So, kailangan talaga to.
Pero usually, ganun talaga eh. Kasi, when you first get into yung boss na yan, hindi mo alam eh. So, yun yung mga top raiding guilds eh. Yung pumapasok sila, tapos tinetest nila kung ano yung pattern na lumalabas. Then, ipopost nila ang video, then pakakopyahin na ng iba.
Oo. Kasi may mga, it's on a dungeon raid, a dungeon or raid. Ngayon kasi magkaiba na yun. Pero, D&D kasi dungeon raid talaga yun. Pero yun, ginawa nila ng system na parang iba yung dungeon, iba yung raid. Kasi pwedeng, sa dungeon, kaya apat lang.
Five lang eh.
Five, ganyan, kaya niya yun. Pero yung raid talaga is maramihan talaga. And mahirap talaga siya na area. So from start to finish, mamatay talaga. Kasi literal may mga ganun. Mamatay isa, patay na kayo lahat. Dala naman, mauna yung healer. Oh, good luck sa inyo.
Wala na. GG na talaga.
Kapag raid, it's not just one boss. May series of bosses yan.
May series. May mga lieutenants, may mga ganyan yan.
Lang yun. In terms of yung technicalities, merong tinatawag yung mga boss na ano eh, itetest yung DPS nyo as a group. Kung malakas. Kasi if you can't defeat this with yung output ng damage nyo, hindi mo madedefeat.
Hindi kayo abot sa huli.
Kasi isa, it will test your healing. Ano. So parang checkpoints lahat ng mga bosses na yan until dun sa final boss. Something
truth.
Like that.
Truth. Yun. Kasi talagang in an MMO, particularly WoW, the greatest, ano talaga siya eh. It's a test of systems and how you as a group respond to it. So, ito yung dahilan kaya yung mga naririnig yung stories na parang once a squad nag-start sila sa WoW, friends for life yan. Kasi yung pinagdaanan talaga ng grupo na yan, hindi nyo mababali. Kasi pagdating sa gaming, wala yung mga nakikita ngayon kahit sa esports yung nagbabatak-batak because of ganyan-ganyan, tampuhan, ganyan-ganyan. Hindi uso yan sa WoW. Kasi na-test na nila yan eh, na merong mahina dito, pero malakas pala dito. So may place ang bawat isang team member talaga kung saan sila magaling. So, limbawa, sa dungeon na to, ay, mahina si ganito. So, ikaw muna yung magaganito. Tapos, talagang system talaga lahat para na kayo nagtatrabaho talaga. I mean, oh my God. I mean, di ba? Buti nga magkakatrabaho kayo, magkakatrabaho dyan, di ba? Puro agent ko yata lahat.
Oo nga, puro agent mo to eh.
Tapos ako, hindi ako sali sa mga, di ba? Ilang beses ako in-invite dyan para sa ikot. Wala akong $15 a month eh. $200 a day nga lang ako eh. Mayroon talaga pag may anak na. Pero yun, I mean, doon nagsimula talaga. I mean, hanggang ngayon, okay pa rin yung grupo na yan. They are still one of the most responsible people that I've ever worked with up to this day. Oh, totoo naman. Kung okay, may kanya-kanya na silang position, di ba? Ayun. Shout out yan.
Sa, wala kasi akong ano eh. Sa wala kasi akong experience sa MMORPG. Kaya hindi ako makarelate. Puro single player nilalaro ko eh.
Actually, extension lang naman eh. Extension lang naman ng MMORPG ng original RPGs. Kasi kung walang RPGs na initially na games, hindi naman magkakaroon ng MMO eh. Kasi it's all based there except that it has to be multiplied several times above because we're dealing with several players with several different needs and experiences. So you have to fill all those needs to be able to succeed. That's why most MMOs fail because they cannot fill that need. WoW has always filled that need for everyone. Kasi nga, they focus not only on the leveling up experience, but also the end game experience. Diba? If they can't fill that need anymore, they can always release a new expansion that would reset everything.
Mauutak din ang WoW kasi.
Diba yung ganun na may ibang WoW killer ko, no? They can't, ano, they can't, what's this, cope with yung end content.
Oo. That's why they have to invent several systems. I think the one that comes close to this day is Guild Wars 2. It's because up to now, the Guild Wars 2 community is still there for its video game. Ngayon, they're releasing their third expansion, which they've been waiting for. Ako, I've been waiting for that because it brings back nostalgia of the first Guild Wars. Yung Kantha, which is yung Asian region. Sobrang lahat gustong bumalik doon, and they've been saying na hindi, walang Kantha. And after, I think almost a decade na from the release of Guild Wars 2, they are going back. And nobody knows. The thing with it is it's so mysterious because Guild Wars 2 is 200 years after Guild Wars 1. And nobody has returned to that place yet. No, walang balita, walang kahit ano. All we have now, up to now, is just a teaser. So, yun yung inaabangan ng lahat na bumalik. It's on pre-order now, pero it's syempre, nagkaroon ng pandemic. Siguro dapat release na yun eh. Pero, yan, delay na naman siguro. Pero, okay na siya, and we're waiting to go back there. I haven't gone back to Guild Wars 2. Because parang yung level cap na hindi ko na maabot yung mga systems na in place. Yun yung kailangan ng oras. So one day, try ko.
One day? Sa dami ng backlogs mo, one day.
Oh my God. Naka-install mo rin yan sa akin kasi gusto ko kong bumalik
doon. Ewan ko sa'yo.
Ay, nako. Wala talaga. Ganun talaga. So yun. Anyway. if for me iconic na villain, siguro I'll go shout out to my Super NES or Super Famicom series buddies, which is Contra 3, I think. Is it Contra 3 or Super Contra? Because it was one of yung final bosses. Medyo mahirap talaga siya. And para rin siyang MMO na kailangan mo ng kasi hindi naman to yung wala nang 30 lives, wala nang kahit ano. So, and wala rin tong save. So, pagod ka na by the time na makarating ka dun sa boss na yun. Wala talaga siyang save, wala siyang kahit ano. So, talagang hindi ka pwedeng mag-save sa first level. Ganyan. Up to the last level, nilalaro mo siya. So, sobrang hirap talaga yan. Sobrang hirap ng ano na yan. Pero yung fulfillment kasi nung natapos namin, dalawa kami ng pinsan ko noon eh. Kasi ako hindi ko matapos mag-isa. So dalawa kami ng pinsan ko na yan, tinapos talaga namin. Pinaghirapan. Oo, kasi Siguro mga third or fourth try kami because we usually fail in the middle. We don't have enough lives pagdating sa pinakahuling stage. So talagang it was middle of the night. Yung parang almost magmamadaling araw. Yung bawal, hindi na kayo pwede maglaro ng video games at that time. Pero summer naman kasi yon, so talagang nilalet go lang
okay
kami.
Okay lang.
Oo. So talagang, nagtingin na talaga kami talaga, galingan na natin. Okay, tara. So two players lang yon, ginalingan talaga namin. Talagang walang mali sa galaw, lahat ginawa namin. So yun, tapos namin yung pinaka, sobrang alam mo, yung madaling araw may nagsisigawan ng mga bata.
Kulang na lang
may policy para and we did it on hard because sabi niya sinabi namin na parang it's not gonna be worth it kung hindi hard,
hindi so, for feeling yun. Pag hindi hard
nakakatawa pa nga nun kasi after nun biglang lumabas yung ano kasi parang unlock siya super hard mode. Ay, isa pa? Teka, tulog muna tayo. Sabi namin, tulog muna tayo. Gusto namin. Sobrang
papaganong ka na lang eh.
Oo, sobrang lupit ng laro na yan. Sobrang pagod na pagod talaga kami after na parang, alam mo yun, sobrang corny pa nung ending, wala lang, cutscene lang na umalis kayo sa island, ng helicopter, parang ganun lang talaga siya. So parang, sige na, pero dahil mo yung feeling na we're done. Diba? And noon kasi mga panahon ng cartridges, checklist yan eh. Pagdating sa school, ano yung mga natapos mo? Ano yung mga natapos mo? Ngayon kasi, ano eh, diba? Parang, ano yung ilalaro mo na lang? Laro tayo.
Hindi because yung ano yung natapos. Mm-mm.
Oo, dati talaga checklist yan. Tapos ka na yan eh. Tapos ka na yan. Tapos, ano yun? Para siyang badges, diba? Para siyang badges na. Wala na nga silbi actually usually yun. Oh, wala nang replayability yung mga video games dati pag natapos mo na. So pwede mo nang i-trade in na parang palit tayo. Tapos ko na 'to eh. 'Di ba? Hindi pa nilalaro ng kaklase mo or kalaro mo ganyan. The days. Yan.
After nyo magkwento, parang ayoko na tuloy i-share yung memorable boss fight ko. Nanliit na ako, parang ano ba yan? Parang ganun, sobra kahirap yung kanila. Akin parang hindi pa ata mahirap. Hindi kasi, tutuloy ako. Share ko lang.
What?
So yun na nga, after nung mga hanash ninyo, parang nahihiya na akong i-share kung ano yung boss fight ko. Kasi nanliit ako bigla. Parang ang lakas ganun, ang dami nila. Ang dami nilang players na naglumaban sa isang boss. Ako, puro single player lang naman nilalaro ko. Sarat. Hindi. Pero sige, mag-share lang ako ng mga memorable experience ko with boss fight. So, number one. Hindi baliktad. Parang meron lang akong tatlong boss na hindi ko makakalimutan. Tatlo talaga. Tapos sa inyo, tigi-isa lang yung sinabi nyo. Sarat. It's my time to shine. This is RPG episode. Charot, hindi. Pero, unang-unang memorable sa akin, kung familiar kayo sa Persona series, si Reaper, lagi siyang recurring boss. Kasi sa Persona, di ba, meron siyang mga dungeon. Tapos, beatable boss naman si Reaper, pero hindi mo siya mabibeat unless umabot ka na sa sobrang high level eh. So, sa mga first few levels mo kasi, merong tinatawag na pag kunyari naglinger ka sa isang floor for how many minutes na hindi ka umaalis doon, yun, nag-grind ka. May marinig kang background noise ng chains. Parang may kinakaladkad na chain. Tapos sasabihin, it must be death. Parang, it's coming, hurry, parang gano'n. Tapos talagang magpapanik ang hanapin yung pinto. Kasi pag hindi ka nakaalis doon, papatayin ka ni Reaper, one hit ka lang, mga gano'n. Pero sabi ko nga, applicable lang siya kapag low level ka pa. Tapos, ano pa ba? Memorable? Eto na lang. Kingdom Hearts, of course. Syempre, hindi ko pwedeng hindi i-mention yung Kingdom Hearts. Merong dalawang boss fight doon na as in memorable. Pero na-realize ko lang bigla ngayon na yung mga boss fight na binabanggit ko ay hindi part ng story. Alam mo yung ugali ng mga boss? Square ng Square Enix na may mga hidden boss. Kaya ako sinabi kanina sa'yo na shout out sa mga hidden boss. Kasi karamihan ng memorable boss fight sa akin, hindi yung boss fight na parte ng story. Lagi lang siyang add-ons na kaya magsisisi kang ba't ko ba ito pinasok? Tapos ko na yung story eh. Okay na eh. Pero ba't ko ba ito tinesting? Ganong factor. So sa Kingdom Hearts, merong dalawang boss fight na matindi. Si Lingering Will sa Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. And si, syempre, Sephiroth from Kingdom Hearts 2. Sobrang, hindi promise talaga. Nakakapanggigil din si Sephiroth talaga sa Kingdom Hearts 2. Yung as in, ilang palo ka lang niya. Kung hindi ka marunong mag-counter attack talaga or tatimingan mo yung mga atake ni Sephiroth, ilang palo ka lang. Tapos ang haba ng buhay. Nakakainis. So yun, yun lang yung mga notable note.
Speaking of that, yung ang daya, okay? Let's talk about at least isa na we could talk about na sa tingin mo talagang ang daya naman ng mechanics na ito. Yung ka-rage quit, rage quit na.
Rage quit.
Okay. Ako meron kasi ako isa na I think on purpose naman talaga siya na ginawa na madaya because the game was named after him. So, and it, he has to be overpowered. Pero, syempre may way around it yan if you've gained enough skills to actually, ano, kasi may shortcut papunta sa kanya. What I'm talking about is Mike Tyson's punch-up. Syempre, si Mike Tyson. So, lahat ng mga, ano, ng mga kaedad ko dyan na naglaro ng punch-out, even today, you can play punch-out. There's a website. We're just gonna leave
code
it there.
May code.
May code talaga. Oh my God, up to this day. May kwento yan, ha. Ito, kwento ko lang kung paano ako nakuha yung code. Sa sarili ko, ha. I had two friends who I know knew the code to Mike Tyson. So, one said one code, tapos another said another code. So, medyo magkaiba sila. So, sabi ko, the both codes do not work. So, nag-work to. I mean, for some reason, as a kid, pag samahin ko kaya yung dalawang code, sige, gumana. Tapos gumana. Up to this day, I still remember that code. So I was like, what, 10 years old or something like that. Up to this code, I would never forget that code. Kasi talagang parang iniisip ko, ako nag-invento ng code na to eh. Kasi pinagsama ko yung dalawang code niyo eh. Hindi na nag-work yung dalawang code niyo. So yung code, papunta kay Mike Tyson, is 00737359-63.
Ay, taray, memorize pa nga.
Memorize ko talaga yan. So yun, kahit nalaman kayo ng punch out, enter niyo yung code, automatic Mike Tyson kagad. Good luck naman talaga kung matalo niya siya. Kasi Mike Tyson was so overpowered that you have to know yung quirks niya when you could punch. Kasi of course, his punch out, iniisip mo na parang first few seconds, you're gonna get a punch in. Hey, Mike Tyson. You're not gonna get punched in. All you're gonna do the first few, actually a minute and 30 seconds, is get out of the way. Pag sumusuntok siya. Kasi mabilis siya eh. Isang ganun lang, knockout ka agad. Bilangan ka na ni Mario. So, si Mario pala yung referee doon. Hindi niya alam yung punch out. So, yun. So, bibilangan ka na agad. Isang suntok lang talaga kay Tyson, tapos ka na. So, which is, I think, in real life, totoo naman. Di ba ano dyan?
Remembering. Okay naman talaga siya in real life.
Oo, ganun naman talaga siya kalakas. Pero alam mo yun, after mo malaman yung mga technique niya, and remember, walang internet before. All you have is like word of mouth, or you wait for the next issue of like Electronic Gaming Monthly or whatever magazine that you have or whatever. If there, I think may Nintendo Power naman before na magazine that you have to wait for that. You have to buy that. And it's not available in the Philippines. It never released. So, alam mo yun, alam mo naman, panahon talaga, sobrang daming rumor talaga eh. Sobrang rumor mill to the max. Alam mo yung iba kasi nungalingan na, pero you'd have to believe
word
it.
Word of mouth lang talaga.
Oo, grabe. Ang dami talagang rumor dati. Sobrang rumor lang talaga. Tapos minsan, because kaibigan mo siya or sa tingin mo tama yung source niya, paniniwalaan mo na. Pero yun, ang hirap talaga kumuha na ng mga ganun magazines or ganyan sources. So, mga rich friends mo dyan na may contact na. tita ko sa States, yung mga ganyan. Makakakuha ka ng mga ganun. Pero yun nga. Yun, isa yun si Mike Tyson, sobrang overpowered. I think yung second, siguro yung isa lang, sisingit ko lang, hindi naman siya ganun kahirap. Pero as a kid, I think I was most proud of beating this boss, which is Ganon sa Legend of Zelda. Kasi sobrang hirap. I also beat at the same time, around before 10 years old, so 9 years old, ganun. 8 or 9 years old.
Pero
natalo ko siya at the same month, I think, at the same month, I also finished Super Mario Brothers. So, pero walang kwenta naman kasi walang kwenta naman si Bowser dun sa first Mario kasi parang it's the same dragon again and again. Tapos, may extra mechanics lang siya na timing lang talaga yon. Tapos mo na yung game. Pero yung kay Ganon kasi you have to have certain items, which is the first ever RPG that I played. Kailangan you have to have certain items to actually beat him. You can't have like mediocre items katulad ng mga RPG ngayon na parang hindi mo na kuha yung pinakamalakas na sword or anything like that.
Okay lang.
There you have to really get the yung tinatawag nilang magical sword. Na final sword mo dun sa Legend of Zelda. And you have to have a flute, you have to have an arrow, you have to have ganyan-ganyan. So, kailangan lahat yun kasi in combination yun to beat Ganon, the final boss. So, yun. You have to play the flute somehow to actually weaken him. You have to use an arrow initially or with the special arrow pa yung parang magical arrow pag gagamitin mo sa kanya to actually pierce through para mapunta siya dun. Kasi diba, ang mga bosses may mga phases. So, to be able to get his weakened state phase, which doon mo naman gagamitin yung sword mo. Yung pinaka, doon mo siya tatapusin sa sword mo. So, talagang, as early as 1980s, sobrang yung mechanics ng mga Japanese kung gumawa ng mga boss fights and ganyan, sobrang, andun na sila. They're on a level. They're on a level na parang kailangan step by step, kailangan ganyan-ganyan. So,
at kailangan may strategy. Hindi yung pwedeng press ka lang ng press. Kasi kagaya nga yung mga nabanggit ko kanina na boss fight, hindi yun uubra doon na dodge ka lang tapos follow. Hindi. Kailangan talaga tatiningan mo. Kasi kung hindi, GG ka talaga.
Correct. And to think, I finished this on a... Wala kasing world map. May world map ang Legend of Zelda. But there's none available unless you buy the map on your own or anything like that. And if you buy it, there's really nothing on it. There's no secrets there. You have to find out the secrets yourself. Yeah, kasi may mga moving stones na move ka na ng stones doon as early as that Legend of Zelda 1. So to be able to bring out the secret, sometimes you have to play a flute to be able to move a stone. So parang ganun ka-complex talaga sila sa mga puzzle making and all that. Pero parang 2D lang yun. So, 2D top down. Sobrang. Ang design ng Legend of Zelda, parang every frame lang siya. So, pag move ka sa edge of the screen, you're gonna go to a different frame that involves. So, to find out the secret or ginagawa ng iba kasi nga, because there's no time limit or no anything like that. It's a true RPG. Masasaming pa pang open world RPG siya. Pero, nagpo-flute ako every frame. Para lang, baka may lumabas na secret.
So, na passage.
Ako, 8 years old lang ako. 8 years old lang ako Gagawin ko talaga yun. Marami akong oras.
Hindi, dati, sa mga RPG, ipagdadasal mo sana mali ka ng pinuntahang lugar para ma-explore mo yung dungeon. Kasi kapag nalingat ka, tapos nagkamali ka, napunta ka doon sa tama, parang, ay, shit, ba't dito ako pumasok?
Kasi hindi ka na makabalik. Tama yan. Kasi mga design na sobrang limited to the technology. Walang balikan. Hindi ko i-render yung tapos mo na, tapos na yan sa game. Kaya kasi parang, ay, gusto mo bumalik? Sige, render ulit natin. Diba?
Elevator okay lang, scene okay lang. Sige, balik ka.
Oh. Elevator scene ulit.
Ano pa?
Grabe.
Yun. Yun lang. Kayo. Yung overpowered na boss fight niya.
Eh, nasabi ko na yun sa akin. Hindi daya mo.
Ayun, nasabi mo. Baka meron pa eh. Baka
pero
meron
ano, pa. Add on. Sige. Hindi. Kasi...
May dinadama ka
eh. Naisip ko tuloy. Hindi. Aside sa... si Sephiroth talaga yung pinaka nabwisit ako eh. Sa Kingdom Hearts 2. Pero aside kay Sephiroth, sige, ano na lang. Si Elizabeth ng Persona 3. Ibang... sobrang pag naaalala ko yung fight kay Elizabeth. Si Elizabeth kasi, siya yung may hawak ng compendium. Tapos doon nakalagay lahat ng persona mo. Yung persona kasi, yun yung ginagamit mo to fight. So ngayon, since siya yung may hawak ng compendium, di ba? So, lahat ng summons nullified sa kanya or na-absorb niya. So, ang hirap, tapos madalas pa, mawa-one-hit combo ka. Tapos, di ba, may party kayo na apat. After mo siyang mabeat, di ba, yung sabi mo nga multi, yung ilang beses mo siyang...
Oh, faces, may mga dito. Faces.
May mga faces. Pagdating yung sa dulo, mag-isa ka na lang. So, wala ka ng healer. Tapos, di ba, turn-based pa. So, correct. Alam mo yung kailangan mo talagang timingan yung... Iisipin mo talaga ano na bang next kung pipindutin or ano na bang next kung gagawin. Kasi kapag nagkamali ka, kunyari, nagkamali ka ng nag-attack ka imbis na mag-defend or mag-heal or something, wala na, patay ka na. Yun yung nakakatuwa sa, ano eh, sa mga turn-based na games kasi talagang iisipan mo ng turns. Tapos di ba makikita mo pa sa gilid kung sino na yung a-attack, kung ilang beses siyang a-attack, di ba? So pag na-combo ka, wala na. Yun yung isa sa mga mechanics ng turn-based na nami-miss ko. Tapos, ano pa ba? Yun lang siguro. Runner-up lang siguro si Penance from FF10. Kasi naman, alam mo kung bakit, Inang. Hindi naman siya sobrang-sobrang hirap. Pero yung HP niya kasi 12 million.
Ah! So, trabaho!
Trabaho, talaga. Talagang Penance, literal na Penance to, ah.
Diba? Ayoko pa yung mga ano... Minsan sa FF yung mga boss, kasi armoran nila, may face na may bigil mag-armor. Ba't yung mag-armor? Pinapatagal mo lang tuboy eh. Kapag kalahati ka na eh.
hindi pa yon. Pag nag-heal ng one time, puno na naman yung buhay ka. Putang en. Parang, ano
ba? Ako, diba? meron pa akong experience na, ito yung mga sinasabi kong merong, ano yon yung may... Hindi sealed ang entrance and exit. So usually, if it's a sealed entrance and exit, what the developers do is that they seal it with a cutscene. Meaning, it's a reason for them to actually create the entire world. Una, nakikita mo lang yung world, so it's the same replica. Pero what really happens is like, after the cutscene, you're transported into a single area. Na hindi na hindi na nakadikit dun sa dati mong world. Although yun yung illusion. So, yun. There were games prior to that na hindi siya naka-seal, totally open world siya. Ang problema kasi dun is like and this is prevalent in most MMOs. So, you're already in so what happens to signify that you're already in a fight with a boss or in a fight with that particular is change in music most of the time. Diba? So change in music. So magbabago na yung music. Whatever music it is. So yun na. You will see the HP ng boss mo na kailangan patayin, how long will the battle will be, ganyan. So fight. There was one instance na ganito yung situation. It's like, alam mo yun, kaka-atras ko because I was trying to ano ganyan. And I was already at the like siguro mga 3/4 na lang yung I 3/4 na yung nababawas ko sa kanya, so like 1/4 na lang yung buhay niya, you know that. So I was like, okay, to success, to success, to talo na to, I just have to endure. Alam mo yun, tapos na-atras ako dun sa part, diba? Sa part na hindi ka dapat pumupunta, so na-reset yung buhay niya. Parang hala kuya, wala na akong parts. Alam mo yun.
Oh shit.
Hala kuya. Pero syempre, minsan matigas ang ulo mo. You're one of the
yung matigas sa ulo na gamer din. De, kaya ko naman, maganda naman. Alam mo, yung uli. Sige, laban natin kahit puno ulit buhay mo. Ikaw kasi hindi ka na-reset eh. Alam mo, naghihingalo ka na eh. Pero alam mo yun, siya na-reset eh. Parang, ano ka?
Wala na to. GG na to.
Yun yung mga, yun yung kinainis ko na parang sarap mag-rage quit na ito.
Mapapa what the fuck moment ka talaga eh, no?
Oh, yeah. Are you serious? Are you serious?
kaya ano, kaya alam mo din yung meme inang na kapag ka, kunyari matatalo mo na yung boss na ilang beses kang pinahirapan, yung tipong 1 HP na lang yung boss, pero aatakihin mo siya ng pinaka-final best attack mo para lang sure dead na. Yung sa gigil mo.
Mas maganda nga, actually may mga moments pa nga na naitototo kayo na almost ubos na yung buhay mo. Mas alam mo yon yung parang movie-like na parang ano, kahit mabilis naman yung hit mo, pero sa isip mo, dahil final hit yun na alam mong papasok na, para sa isip mo, naka-slow mo eh, no? Parang,
yeah! Cinematic sa utak mo.
Yes, wala ka na! Wala na rin ako oras ka. Wala na ako energy. Wala na ako oras para ulitin ka.
Diba? Kaya ako din nasabi yung mga ganyang boss kasi dalala ko nung nilalabanan ko yung Lingering Wind nga sa Kingdom Hearts, sabi ko nga diba kailangan maging sobrang galing ka para matalo mo siya. Paulit-ulit yung cutscene, tapos unskippable ba na lagi sinasabi, your body submit, your heart succumbs, so why does your mind resist? Tapos pucha, maglang cutscene na naman, ulitin mo na naman. So yun, mamememorize mo na yung lines nung kalaban, tapos sobrang paulit-ulit mo siyang lalaruin dahil namamatay ka. Yun, share lang.
Ano, hindi nag-come out yung linya na yun na tama ah. Ulitin mo nga.
Eh, yun kaya yun. Memorize ko kaya yun. Line yun ni, ano, ni Terra North nung sinasapian na siya nung, wag mo nang anuhin, inang, ito naman eh. Senior ko nang naiyan na ako. Ayoko na, di na ako magkukwento. Pati hindi, nga yung Sephiroth, pinalampas ko na nga yung pagkanta ko kanina eh.
Ang ganda kaya!
Ano eh. Memorize na memorize ko pa talaga yung ako.
Sinabayan naman kita ng Sephiroth.
Yun yung epekto sa akin ng RPG. Isipin mo yun, yung mga lines na yan na alala ko pa. Tsaka yung mga, di ba, iba talaga eh. Kasi part siya ng childhood mo nga eh. Tapos
yun nga talaga yung hindi natin masasabi na ano eh. At may mga katulad ng games ng Final Fantasy, so you can't really say na totally or can't say really totally na it's all a marketing tactic, that's why they're bringing it back. But because it's also important, because imagine the creator of that game, he will have to go back to the entire thing and check out the entire storyline again, because this is a remake, this is not something that you can just gamitin mo na lang yung mga past lines before. No, kasi remake
yung
to.
Yung so remaster.
It has to be pag something remaster. Different. It has to be something different. So this is a remake. So the original creator has to go back to the lines and relive everything again. And for him to go through everything again, lalo na kung pangat yung experience ng FF7, kung paano niya na-develop yun, kung paano siya na-pressure dun. Diba? He has to relive all of those emotions once again to be able to make the remake. So, it only goes to show na ganun ka-importante din sa creator na gawin to. Kasi nga, dadaanan niya ulit lahat to eh. Ibig sabihin, tapos na eh. Parang check na yan eh. Successful na yan. Sa resume ko na yan eh. Diba? So, diba? No need to go back. Pero pinapag-go back kasi parang encore. Diba? So parang, ulitin mo ulit, ganda yan, ang ganda ng ginawa mo. Gusto namin makita ulit, di ba? Parang,
pero
for the
pa,
new
isa,
generation.
Isa pang mahirap sa mga remake ngayon, Inang, sa ano ko lang, add-on ko lang, sa FF7, isipin mo yung dialogue dati, text lang. Wala namang audio. Di ba? So, iba pang level din yun. Kasi, syempre, yung line na nag-come out dun sa text, it will not be as powerful kapag ka, ano eh, yung text lang.
Oo naman.
Iba yung emotion kapag ka binoice act. Yes. So, yun yung isa pang factor na nakapagkapahirap. Kasi iniisip ko, ito na lang ah. Diba sa FF7, alam naman ang lahat na namatay si Aerith. And alam nila kung gano'n naging dramatic yung pagkamatay ni Irith. So, inaabangan ko kung paano siya mamamatay sa district, paano siya mamamatay sa FF7, pero it will bring the same exact emotion or mas matindi pa kasi iba na to eh, parang may voice acting ka ng iniisip, tapos yung effects, yung pasok ng music, alam mo yun? So, parang yun yung inaabangan ko din sa FF7 remake.
So, yun, timo, gagawin pa nila yun. And it has to be respectful of what the original writer intended it to be. So he has to direct everything, lahat ng anong ibig sabihin niya doon. And hindi naman to katulad ng film eh, na author ka tapos that bibigay mo sa director tapos yung director magta-translate. Hindi.
Bahala.
Japanese is parang ikaw gumawa kasi ikaw nakakaalam.
Kasi hands-on talaga.
So, hindi rin sila pumapayag na parang basta-basta. You can't interpret what I did. I have to do it myself. Diba? Unless super late on timeline. Eh, kaso ito kasi they're taking their time. So, Sony Studio to. So, talagang matagal.
Saka gatas na gatas kasi. Charot.
Totoo. Yun talaga.
Yun lang
parang Skyrim naman. Yan ang Skyrim ng ano. Yan ang Skyrim ng Square Enix or ng Square. Diba? So, yan. Ganun talaga. Ayun. Ikaw dyan. Ano yung, kahit sa wow na lang o kaya whatever you can share. Yung pinaka overpowered.
Overpowered? I don't know. Wala naman atang overpowered technically. Kasi every one of them is siguro hard.
Beatable.
Pero yung pagka-hard kasi niya is just figuring out yung ano eh.
Yung rage, okay, rage quit, ano? Rage quit worthy boss para sa'yo.
Yeah, pwede. Siguro kung wala kang patience, siguro at wala kang anong mag-grind ng gear, yeah, mag-rage quit ka talaga. Pero maraming memorable.
Oo.
Like yung sinabi ko ay sa Sindragosa.
Oo.
Or yung actually mayroong tatlo akong naaalala. Yung Sindragosa. Kasi as a guild yun eh. Kaya memorable yun eh. Isang first time na the guild defeated the raid boss eh. Well, for me ha, nakasama ako. Tapos the other one is raid din siya. Tapos, halos na-wipe yung guild.
Uh-oh.
Ang natira na lang isang hunter at saka ako yung priest. So, nandun na yung boss, si Patchwork ata yun eh. Tapos, ano na siya, nasa rage mode eh. Pag umabot, kasi may mga boss na may timer eh. Pag umabot na siya sa timer na yan, one hit ka na lang. So, ang ginagawa namin pinipilit namin ng dalawa eh yung hunter at saka ko eh. So kinakite namin. So lumalapit sa akin. Tapos yung mga characters meron parang yung dump aggro. So pag malapit na sa akin fade. So pupunta naman siya dun sa hunter na medyo malayo-layo. So pag palapit sa kanya biglang dump din niya yung ano, so pupunta ulit sa akin. Tapos finally talaga yung ano, napatay siya, punta sa akin, tapos syempre wala nang iba, ako na lang eh. yung priest kasi na discipline priest, meron parang siyang bubble na reflect damage. So one hit, patay ako. Parang laki ng damage na ibabalik sa kanya. Maliit na lang life niya. Pati yung boss dead. So lahat kami dead, pati boss dead. So ko, paano to? Tapos sabi ng isa yung shaman, wait, meron akong self-rest.
Para lang makaunt.
Kasi kung hindi, start from the beginning kami nun eh.
Wala, parang ano yan ah. Parang Dragon Ball ano yan ah. Yung bagong Dragon Ball na boy pa si Android. Patay na si Goku, patay na yung pinakamalakas na kalaban. Tapos may buhay pa
siya
isa.
Siya na lang buhay.
Hi, I'm alive, we win!
Ayan, yun yung ability ng shaman eh. Kahit ma-dead, pag meron siyang once per fight ata, or mahabang cooldown eh. Pero pwede siya mag-self-rest. So ayun, mag-continue kami.
Tapos funny.
Tapos yung last, yung isa atang ka-guild namin, naglalaro laseng.
Ang yung experience na ganyan.
Tapos, andun lang kami sa edge, hindi pa nagsisimula ang fight. Tapos nakita namin, naglalakad siya. Slowly naglalakad siya. Tapos, uy, ano ginagawa mo? Ayun, nagsimula agad. Takbuhan kami lahat palabas kasi kung hindi, matatrap kami sa loob, patay ulit.
Lira!
Okay yun ah.
Yeah, yun ang memorable pag yung mga lasing ka, teammate mo.
Daming. Alam mo, talaga mga problema talaga itong mga boss fight na ito eh.
Pero, ika nga
nila,
diba?
Ika nga nila, sabi nga nila parang, ano yan? Ano yung meme, di ba? Parang large open area. Tapos, ano yan? Lots of space. This is a boss area.
Change the music.
Saka yung music eh. And then ito pa, yung may save, magsa-save bago ka pumasok dun sa isang place. Parang, tapos, bakit isa pa, nag-save?
At saka, mayroong maraming potions bago ka dun sa area na yun.
Marami kang loots na makukuha, no? Bago yung stage. Kaya parang, okay. Ito na ba yun?
Pero yun nga. Siguro to close it out, ang mostly na nakita naman natin, I mean, going back to what the villains are, siguro if it's included in the perfect RPG, it has to be, it doesn't need to be as perfectly written as Sephiroth is. Initially, Sephiroth was not really that well written. Parang tama lang for the story. That he'd be included, and he was just fleshed out onto several other games. Pero if it had to be, I mean, for me, it has to be a villain that would also question your initial view of the story itself. Ibig sabihin, mapapa-question ka na parang, may rason tong si Kuya. Kaya pala ganun. May pinanggagalingan on why he did what he did. Hindi lang yung parang siya yung source of all evil and I have to blame it on him and killing him would fix the world. So parang that's good if it's like an early age game. Parang mga childhood games, mga Spyro, yung mga ganun lang. And you can blame it on one super evil. Or one super devious sometimes naman pag mga childhood hindi naman sobrang evil eh. So pero yung if it's like a mature game it has to be that kind of ano because on a mature level you have to think of people not just someone or enemies or rivals or whatever, not just someone to blame for all that is wrong that is happening, that yung nangyayari sa'yo na mali. So you can't just blame it onto one antagonist. It has to be a decision of why is he doing what he's doing? And is it that person that's causing everything that's going wrong in this world? Or is he as a product of what's go yung lahat na nangyayaring mali, product lang siya, ibig sabihin. He has to exist because naging produkto siya ng ganyan. So, and I hope siguro the perfect RPG would also flesh out something like the Diablo where it would make you feel bad at the end. Yung Diablo 1 kasi made you feel bad at the end by killing Diablo because you had to take Diablo's burden inside you. Which is why Diablo 2 was created and it's coming out again. So you took in the evil because nobody would take the evil and you think that nobody else could wrestle with Diablo for eternity or until the end of your life. Kumbaga, ikaw na lang ang kumuha dun sa gem na nagko-contain kay Diablo versus mapunta pa siya sa iba. And I think that's a moral... it could be too dark for some RPGs na... Ano, tama ba yung ginawa ko na ma-defeat yung villain, yung super boss, yung pinaka-boss, yung final boss? So, tama ba yung ginawa ko? Or, it was just a means to an end? I mean, is it because I need to feel powerful because I'm the hero?
or is it because he's the only one stopping the world from going back to achieving peace or whatever, yung mga ganun. Kasi what we play or what we experience in video games is usually mirrors the real life. So,
yes.
Diba? Video games are not just there. Well, sometimes it's there for a ride, a very grand roller coaster ride that would make you feel fulfilled at the end. But sometimes it also parang borders on questioning morality or whatnot. So
yes,
so I hope the perfect RPG would have that would also help you in questioning your own morality in life. Hindi lang yung because that's yun yung uso, yun yung gawin natin. So let's find a common enemy and let's blame it all on him and let's end that, di ba? Katulad ng nangyayari here in even in our own country that one group is actually just looking for the next enemy to blame everything that's wrong with them versus really seeking out answers on why that's everything wrong with the way we're living is happening and how can we really change it. Diba? Diba? So, yun lang, share ko lang na since we're talking about the perfect RPG, I hope even the antagonist of the story can help us flesh out a perfect story and help make us realize morality and all that, diba? Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, may kasabihan na biglang nawala sa isip yung kasabihan, diba? So, may kasabihan na oh my God, now I have to search it.
Sige, sa dami ng sinabi mo, so, hindi mo na maalala yung pinaka-importante. Alam ko na yan.
Ang ganda na sana, no? You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself as the villain.
Sabihin, wait lang, sa Batman yan, di ba?
Well, it's... ginamit siya sa, ano, sa...
Sa Batman. Ano to?
Ginamit siya sa Batman, o. So, yun. It's a good moral for everything... ano kasi nga you might think yourself the hero katulad si Kratos. parang you're doing everything that you think is right but at the end you are the reason why everything is wrong in this world. So yun, so you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain, diba? Also I think the perfect on a movie setting then is oh my God, nawala sa isip ko yung movie. Pero anyway, basta yun.
Pero perfect example ng sinabi mong quote is si Sephiroth talaga.
Yun nga. Kasi nga, di ba? Kaya nga siya tie-up.
Oo. Yun lang. Sephiroth
episode talaga. Naglolokohan lang tayo.
Totoo. Kunyari, ako lang, hindi ako nag-pitch nito ah. Pero naging Sephiroth episode. Pabuhay mga Final Fantasy fans.
Pabuhay ang mga boy band enemies.
Yes.
Diba? Yeah, di lang sila laging ugly boss, ugly big bad boss, diba? Minsan sobrang
pogi
boss din sila.
Na iniisipin mo mas maraming fans si Sephiroth kaysa kay Cloud, yun na lang.
Gawa tayo ng theory.
Wallpaper ko kaya si Sephiroth. Tsaka, di ba nga sabi ko, ringtone ko si Sephiroth. Yung One Wing Angel. Pero yun lang. Final thoughts from me, ano lang, siguro inang-add ko lang na hindi magiging maganda ang isang RPG kung pangit din talaga yung boss. Na isa talaga siya sa mga main factors kung bakit gumaganda ang isang laro na yun, bet ko din yung idea or gusto ko lang din makirag dun sa idea mo na gusto ko yung sinabi mo about morality. So, for me, nakaisip lang ako bigla out of nowhere, the perfect recipe that has the RPG that I want, ngayon ko lang na-realize, is the Persona 5. Ewan ko, bigla lang siyang pumasok sa isip ko when you said about the social issues. Kasi sa Persona 5, it's a life, slice of life kind of game na may halong fantasy. With all the mechanics na gusto ko, And at the same time, it tackles not only, you know, na typical high school life. Ang daming tinakal kasi doon ang issue eh. Social, political. And the theme of the game is emancipate yourself, stop being shackled from life. So parang yun yung theme niya eh, na kumawala ka sa kung anong kung nasan ka man, na you can live a better life if you do something different, you know. Parang ganun yung peg.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Gagawa ako ng theory kay Sephiroth tuloy, naisip ko. Si Sephiroth talaga, ano talaga siya, reincarnation siya ni Inuyasha. Joke.
Oy! Oy, hindi. Si Sesshomaru talaga yung best boy sa Inuyasha, hindi si Inuyasha. Yung character development ni Sesshomaru, panibagong episode to, inang pag pinag-usapan natin, sinasabi ko sa'yo, saktong-sakto kakatapos ko lang talaga panoorin yung Inuyasha. Ako talaga, Sesshomaru best boy.
Bakit mo lahat ng babae gusto Inuyasha, never gonna triple talaga yun. Pero anyway, it's another story.
Next tayo, ha, inang? Next episode yan, next episode.
It's a curious observation na parang halos lahat ng kilala ko na nanonood ng anime na babae, favorite ang Inuyasha. So,
sige, wait lang. Sorry, mapapahaba pa tayo ng konti. Speaking of Inuyasha, merong isang character doon na sobrang hate na hate ko nung bata ako. Pero nung tumanda ako, doon ko lang na-realize yung motives niya. Si Kikyo. Kasi isipin mo, diba, dati nung pinalabas yung Inuyasha, lahat galit kay Kikyo kasi bakit ba nabuhay pa to? Bakit ba na-reincarnate ka pa? Si Inuyasha tuloy, confused, ganyan-ganyan. Pero, ayan, kinikilabutan tuloy ako. Kasi after ko mapanood yung Inuyasha ulit, in a different mindset, in a different, alam mo yung mas mature na tayo mag-isip. May isip mo na, si Kikyo pala is hindi siya kalaban. Hindi siya nandyan para agawin si Inuyasha. Meron siyang greater purpose. And at the same time, sobrang tragic ng buhay ni Kikyo. Na as in, maaawa ka talaga sa kanya. Pag pinanood mo ng buo talaga, kasi diba yung Inuyasha naman dati sa TV lang pinalabas, tapos may mga mamimiss kang episode. Yeah. So hindi mo talaga mararamdaman eh na may hugot yung... I would even argue that Kikyo has one of the best written story as well. Kung sa anime lang naman tayo mag-uusap. Talagang ang ganda rin ng pagkakasulat sa kanya na ang tragic. Pero she has to choose between saving the world and being with Inuyasha, which is yung first love niya. O diba, napahaba pa tuloy yung episode kasi binanggit ko si Inuyasha eh.
Yan na talaga. Naman,
emotional ako eh.
So, ayun. Okay. So, ayan. Yun. Thank you very much for listening. If you have anything to add on this perfect RPG arc. Nah! Arc na siya ngayon.
Yes!
So, tell us what we missed and post it.
Baka
on
magka-part 3.
Puro kalaro community. Please join. If you're just one of the listeners, please join. Because moving forward, we could be asking you guys for episode ideas and suggestions on what you guys want us to talk about. So, yun. Thank you very much for listening. All right. So, all right. Until
part
next time.
Episode ni Bibs, part 2.
Until next time, wag ka muro kalaro. You have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye.